And so it is in life. Sometimes the pieces don't always fit together. But you see what God has done? What God has done? More tension than that, just than what I just mentioned. You could add on the sad things in the last few years of Ruth's life. Changes in just getting around, caregiving. I think she moved in different locations. That's not always easy. And you caregived and guided her through that process. And then ultimately death here in the last little while. But what we have here is we have a God who in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus has given us Jesus who's able to put the final piece of the puzzle of life in place. That's what we're recognizing today. Jesus has given eternal life to Ruth. Sins are forgiven. Those pieces that were jagged or rough, as we all have those rough pieces, Jesus has placed that final piece in place so that she has a perfect picture, that picture of love. Finally, I'd say that pictures, jigsaw puzzles, take a lot of time. Sometimes they take a lot of time and can be really frustrating. The one thing I recognize about puzzle pieces and jigsaw puzzles is that it's one of those few things that we do in life that you don't put a clock, and you don't set a clock and say, you know, this is how long it's going to take. You may say you're going to take 10 minutes, but it may take an hour. You may say it's going to take a week to finish the puzzle, but it may take 8 weeks. And at the end of the day, as you put in all the time, you're thankful no matter if it took 1 week or if it took 8 weeks. We're not in control of time. I believe that was also true for Ruth's life. Parts of her life probably whisked by and went really fast, raising the kids. Parts of her life were really slow and challenging. We don't control time. But what we can say is this. In God's good timing, it's amazing, isn't it? Smitty went off into the Pacific, and in God's good timing, he just happened to come up with a friend named Bud. And in God's good timing, Bud just happened to have a wife who had a younger sister. And then in God's good timing, a job opened up in Medford. And then in God's good timing, something in the cafeteria opens up for Ruth. And I would also say this, in God's good timing, God took Ruth to be with him. No more sorrow, no more pain, peace and rest, because love never ends. Now, how can we know for sure that there's a bigger picture than what we see here in our own lives? I do believe that's simply because of Jesus, because what we know about Jesus wasn't just in the life that he lived, just like you and I would live on earth. He certainly did things like we always would, like we do. He had friends, he had a childhood. But you see, his picture wasn't just what he lived here on earth. It went beyond the moment of his death. He rose from the tomb 3 days. He went and visited people like Peter and others. He lived on, and he rose and ascended into heaven. And he did it not just for himself, but so that he could come and really place that last piece into Ruth's life so that her picture could be complete. And what's that big picture? Love. Love bears all things. Love believes all things. Love endures all things. Love hopes all things. Love never ends. My friends, we're here. We're on this side of heaven. We're on this side of the grave, however you want to put it. And it is kind of like sometimes we see the broken pieces of our own lives or of a loved one who's passed on. And what's helpful for us as we go through the grieving process, I believe, is to do the same thing that someone who's frustrated in a jigsaw puzzle does. They stop for a moment and they look at the big picture. What a beautiful picture of Ruth's life you have to remember. A life that was complete here on this earth, life now, but also life eternal. Love never ends. I'm going to pray about that for a moment and then we'll transition to some more formal prayers. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I thank you for this family gathered here and beyond that, Lord, a clear picture of what life was all about for Ruth. It was a life lived in love. Lord, we thank you that love never ends. There is no boundary, that it goes beyond even the life that we live here on this earth. It continues on to all eternity. May that bring us comfort, knowing that there's no bounds that you'll go to bring us to that place of love, to bring us to that place where you are forever. We pray that this brings comfort to each one of us here. In Jesus' name, amen.